Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Mind Body Her podcast. My name is Mia Harris, and I am your host for today. Today, I wanted to jump into the topic of how important having a good mindset and how important setting goals are on your journey, your health journey, whether you are wanting to lose weight, have better hormone health, better digestion. I really think that having that kind of mind, body, spirit approach to things is incredibly important. This episode was kind of sparked by a conversation that I had with a client last week, which was around goal setting. And she mentioned to me that she was a little bit hesitant to want to set some goals because of fear of not achieving them. She didn't want to let herself down. And I completely understand that. And I've been there before, you know, where we've set these lofty goals and didn't achieve them. And then we start to feel bad about ourselves. So I have lots of tools and tricks that I've used with myself and also with clients to kind of move through this and how to set goals that are actually achievable. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. So first and foremost, one of the biggest pieces that I think is important is doing a little bit of visualization, especially in the beginning. So typically I will do this with clients in the beginning of working together. And in the beginning of all my programs, we have this exercise. And so this is really just taking some time to kind of settle in with yourself and doing some forward thinking and visualization of how you want to feel in your body 3 months from now, 6 months from now, from a year from now. So what does that look like? How do you want to show up every day in your life? What are the things that you are kind of wanting to shift? And what do you want to see your kind of ideal day look like for you? How does that feel? What does that embodiment feel like of that kind of that ideal lifestyle that you are wanting to achieve? I am a big advocate for writing things down, writing your goals down and posting it somewhere you can see every single day. In my office, I have a whiteboard and that's where I write mostly it's my business goals and things that I'm wanting to achieve, but I write those things down. And every time I come and sit at my desk, I look at that. I also did that with my health journey. I visualized, you know, what the type of person I want to be and how I want to feel, what I want my relationship to food looks like, how I want to feel inside my body. And I wrote that down somewhere and I read that over and over and over again until that literally became the person that I am today. So one of the things that I see people doing often is setting like really big, lofty goals. And we've all been there before where we set the bar too high. We don't achieve the things that we're wanting to. And then we fall short. We berate ourselves. We feel bad. We feel guilty. We wonder what's wrong with us. So this actually came from a client who mentioned this from a therapist that she was working with, who said, bring that bar lower. Stop setting these unrealistic expectations for yourself and bring the bar down lower. And I actually use this in multiple layers of my life, not only with my goals and not to say we can't have these big audacious goals. I think that's really important, but I also think, you know, what's actually realistic. So for example, to give you an example of what that looks like, I used to be forever that person that wanted to be perfect with my diet. You know, after the long weekend and coming back Monday to Friday, I wanted to be perfect and laid out the perfect diet plan. I wanted to work out 5 days a week and meditate and journal and do all the things. And then I didn't achieve that. And then I would feel bad. And then it just kind of created this back and forth kind of experience. So what I've learned to do is actually pull that bar down lower. So I know I'm not going to be perfect every single day of the week. That's just how it's going to be. I take things day by day and I try to say, I'm going to do the best I can with what's in front of me and what's available to me today. And I also do that with exercise too, and with journaling and meditation. I know that if I went and said, I'm going to work out for an hour and a half every single day for the next 5 days, probably not going to happen. Can I work out 3 days a week for 30 to 40 minutes? That seems so doable to me. And I actually achieve that and I do it, and that builds self-confidence. Same with meditation and journaling. If I say every single morning, I'm going to journal for 30 minutes, I know I'm not going to do that. Can I do it for 5 minutes? Yes. And that sometimes creates a little bit, again, momentum. And so sometimes you might sit at your desk and feel like you want to keep going, or maybe you hit those 3 workouts, but you're feeling really good. So you do another one, right? So it does all, like, it's a fine balance sometimes between learning to what's in your capabilities and pushing yourself a little bit more at the same time. Like, we don't want to undervalue ourselves and think that, you know, set the bar too low, but we don't want to set it really high either. So somewhere nice in the middle helps to gain that momentum. I would really encourage you just to take a moment if you are on a health journey, just to take some of these things and practice them and write them down somewhere. Write them down somewhere, your goals down somewhere where you're going to see them every single day in your office, maybe on your bathroom window or mirror somewhere. You're going to see things every day and coming back to those when the times when it feels hard, because it will feel hard. The second thing I wanted to touch on was practicing gratitude for your body. This was an absolute game changer for me when I was looking at changing my relationship with food and with my body at the same time. Oftentimes we berate our body for all of the things that it's not, for not being smart enough, not pretty enough, not small enough, not fast enough, not athletic enough, on and on it goes, right? We look in the mirror and we start to pick apart all the things we don't like about ourselves. Why do we have these wrinkles? What's this? Why with too many freckles, pimples? My hair is not thick enough. So we start to pick apart all these things every time we walk by a mirror, every time we see ourselves in a mirror. And when you think about it, our body is our home. It should be our safe space, and we don't treat it that way. So how can we kind of go on if we are running around in fight or flight mode around our body? We don't like ourselves. You can't make changes from a place of self-hate. Okay. So really, sometimes it takes practice to start to change those thought patterns around. So what worked for me in the beginning, it was really hard to just all of a sudden say all these nice things about yourself. What was easier at the beginning was just to catch myself when I noticed that I was, you know, picking things apart, and I would kind of say, you know what, we're just not thinking like that anymore. So it was just copying the thought process in that moment and not even really thinking of anything else. And eventually it got to a place where it started to be more so that gratitude for my body, for all the amazing things that it does. You think of all the processes that happen inside your body. Your body's so smart, and it does all of these things to protect us and ensure our survival. And we need to start looking at some of these things that are coming up as a way of our body protecting us rather than, you know, it's working against us. Sometimes we're like, what's wrong with us? Everything's not going the way I want it to go. Why is my body fighting against it? Why do I feel so crappy? Why am I tired all the time? Why am I anxious all the time? Why am I holding on to weight no matter what I do? These are all protective mechanisms, and these are all signals and signs that we need to start kind of paying attention, right? So first and foremost, it's just catching yourself when you're having those thoughts and getting into the practice of just limiting them, and then eventually replacing with things that we're thankful for our body. So even simple things like, I'm thankful for my tummy for digesting food and giving my body the nutrients that it needs, for my eyes that look like my mom's. And so I remind myself of my mom every time I see my eyes or my nose or my arms and my legs, from letting me go and see really cool places and do things, and my brain for letting me read cool books. You know, stuff like that just brings some appreciation back to our body rather than feeling like we're always at war with it. So it, again, it's going to take some practice. These things just don't happen overnight, and it takes a lot of work sometimes to reframe the thoughts that we have about ourselves, but it's so incredibly important. The third one is actually utilizing affirmations and mirror work. Now, I just want to preface by saying that all these things that I'm talking about today aren't going to take place of things like therapy or counseling. If you have some really deep rooted issues around yourself and your body and self-esteem and even your relationship to food. But these are just some of the tools that I've utilized over the years that I found to be very, very helpful. So actually, in the program that I took at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, one of the things, or one of the books that was required with reading, was a book by Louise Hayes called You Can Heal Your Life. And it was about the psycho-spiritual connections to all these ailments, but kind of what's kind of bubbling up underneath and manifesting as these certain issues with ourselves. And she had two things in there. One was affirmations and one was actually mirror work. And mirror work, this is a very confronting experience and actually kind of makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning. But mirror work is just kind of what it sounds. You sit in front of a mirror. You can do it buck naked if you want. You don't have to. But I would suggest actually doing that if you can. again, this is a confronting exercise, looking at ourselves in all the spaces and places that it is at this very moment in time. So it kind of starts with doing almost like a body scan. And so looking at yourself in the eyes. And again, these thoughts might kind of come up about, you know, I don't like how I look, or I don't like this pimple, or, but it's learning how to start to quiet that instead of just kind of scanning over our bodies and really looking at every pore, every wrinkle, every blemish, our stretch marks, our every roll on our body, and just taking some time to do some appreciation for it and really take that in and look at ourselves. And this isn't, again, a berating experience. This is quite the opposite. So doing some mirror work, and then you can utilize that practice of gratitude within the same time. The other thing that I really like to utilize is affirmations. I found affirmations to be really helpful, especially around the relationship to food. So one that I used over and over and over again when I was looking at healing my relationship with food and my body was, I trust my body, and I trust my body knows what to do with this food. So especially if you are a woman who's come from a really long line of dieting, something that comes up is that we just don't trust our bodies anymore. We're fearful around food. We think that everything is going to make us put on weight. We're hungry all the time, thinking about food all the time. Diet culture tells us that we need to ignore our hunger cues, that they need to be squashed. We need to drink more coffee and chew gum and drink more water and ignore our cravings. And we start to lose this trust, and we start to lose this natural intuition that we have around nourishment at the same time. An affirmation that I came back to over and over and over again was, I trust my body. I trust my body, and I trust my body knows what to do with this food. Especially if you have thoughts kind of around food being good or bad, or if you ate kind of foods that made you feel guilty and you sparked that kind of triggered that emotional kind of roller coaster after eating those foods and again, not feeling so good about yourself. I found that to be so helpful. And a lot of the times what I mentioned before was, it just helped to stop those thoughts and not necessarily replace them, but just catch yourself when you're thinking that way and neutralizing them. Takes a lot of practice. It's not easy to do. Okay. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was the law of attraction. And particularly in the concept of weight loss, sometimes what I see and what I've found with myself back in my, you know, about a decade ago in my 20s, when I was on a weight loss journey at the time, and I was efforting when it came to losing weight. Every single thing that I did revolved around weight loss, my food choices, exercise, how much weight can I lose? How many calories can I burn? How's this food going to impact my weight? Every single thing in my life was just revolved around weight loss, and it was just overall consuming. And it was almost like this, the more I efforted, the more that goal started to kind of get farther and farther away, which is incredibly frustrating, right? When you feel like you're doing all the things and putting in the work and exercising like crazy and eating small amounts and eating your protein and, you know, doing all the things, and your goal seems like it's getting farther and farther away. I almost think that's the law of attraction. So it's kind of like, it's an interesting concept of having these goals and not being attached to the outcome and trusting in the process in order to get there. So what I found to be really helpful with this was, I stopped actually putting emphasis on weight loss. So instead of everything being about weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, I shift my focus to nourishment. I studied nutrition, so I knew how to properly eat for better hormone health, better digestion, lowering inflammation. So I said, okay, what I'm doing right now is not working. I'm sick of thinking about weight loss all the time. So I'm going to put that on the shelf for right now. And what I'm actually going to focus on is eating in ways that is going to make me feel good, have more energy, support better blood sugar, better hormones health. I'm going to start to build my plate around that. And I'm going to move my body, not because it burns calories, but because it makes me feel good. So I started to chase that feeling of movement, because I know what it felt like when I showed up and put in some work and I felt good and energized and excited and got that dopamine hit after. So that's what I kind of focused on. And also things like feeling strong, especially as I get older. I don't care about exercising to lose weight or to burn calories. That's such a small part of the overall puzzle. I exercise to feel good in my body. It builds self-confidence. Lifting weights gives you this insane amount of confidence. And especially when you go and complete a workout that you didn't really feel like you wanted to do, there's not a better feeling than completing that. So I stopped, just everything stopped being about weight loss. And the irony in that was the weight just came off. I had about 10 to 15 pounds that I kind of, you know, just kind of hung around when I was in my 20s for a number of different reasons that maybe I'll talk about on a different podcast. But I was just so desperate to get that off. And I thought that if I had lost that weight, then I, you know, would have all the things in my life that I wanted. I would feel better and more confident in myself. And so my whole life revolved around just trying to lose weight. And that was just incredibly exhausting. I also just feel sorry for that version of myself who is like, there's so much more to life than just worrying about what you look like and trying to be in a smaller body. I could have put my energy into so many better places. I'm just thankful that I did get to that space where that food and exercise and my body doesn't take up a lot of mental space. I just know the things that make me feel good day in, day out. I know what my meals should contain. Again, focused on feeling good, not on the number on the scale. Is that irony that when I brought my body into a place of balance, that it just released that excess weight all on its own? So I hope that this short episode gave you some insights and some thoughts and kind of a new perspective on your health journey, and encourage you to make some changes and set some intentions and some goals and put some practices into place to have better confidence and feel better in your body. If you're looking for some support on your weight loss journey or your health journey, your hormones, you're wanting to feel better, have more energy, have a better relationship with your body, with food, and my brand new program, The Balanced Body Method, is starting September 16th. So this is a group coaching program. We are going to be meeting every other week for 8 weeks. It's an 8-week program. We are going to be delving into mindset and relationship to food, blood sugar, hormones, gut health, inflammation. All of those things. You will get a custom macro plan. You will get meal plans, workout guides. This is an all-encompassing program. So if this is something that interests you, you can head to my website, www.miaharrisnutrition.com/thebalancedbodymethod, to learn more. Again, we start on September 16th. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And as per usual, let me know what you thought and stay tuned for weekly episodes. We'll catch you next time.